This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Hello, you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am so happy and excited to be back in your earbuds. Thanks for joining me. I want to say that I am looking at the podcast numbers, and every week I am seeing us creeping up and up and up. And that is thanks to you and your willingness to share my voice and the interviews that I have been slowly but surely sharing with you as well over the last few months with other people. So thank you, thank you, thank you, a million thank yous for doing that. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate it when you share on your Instagram. I appreciate it when you leave reviews. It really does make a difference. And I appreciate it when you share directly with your friends. So please continue doing that. I really desire for this podcast to help as many people as possible. And so with all of that being said, I am excited to bring you this week's episode, which is all about how to use your intuition more in your business. And I think that the first thing that I want to say is that your intuition is always there. It is always there. And I know that most of you listening to this already know that. And yet, it is so easy to get into the busyness of business, the doing of business, the launch, the needing new clients, the having to pay bills, and the strategic and tangible things that we need to be doing on a daily basis, which mean that actually frequently we bypass our intuition and rely solely on our intellect for us to be making decisions. Now, there is a place, obviously, for our brain and our intellect in our business. Like, of course there is a place. And what I know to be true is that when we create space for us to tune into our intuition, we approach things way more creatively. Like, we approach being in business and what it is that we are delivering and how we are selling and what it is that we are creating so differently when we tune into our intuition. And so today's episode is a little reminder for you, if you are already tuned in, tapped in, turned on, it's a invitation for you to look to see where can I incorporate, where can I bring more intention and attention to allowing my intuition to have more space in my life and in my business, in my decision making. And then for those of you who are kind of new to this way of feeling, intuition is about feeling rather than thinking. It's about being rather than doing. It's about gut instinct, and then being willing to act from that place as opposed to acting from a desire or need to control, to be in control. And usually when we're acting from this place of being in control, the mind is running the show. The mind has the reins, and the mind is telling us exactly what it is that we need to do in order to protect ourselves rather than creating from a place of knowing that you are fully supported. So, how do we tap into more of our intuition in our business? First thing that you need to do is create space for it. And what creating space looks like for me is getting quiet. So it doesn't need to be a whole ceremony, a whole rigmarole where we're like, all right, we're tapping into our intuition now. Give me the next 2.5 hours and then we'll be able to create some magic. That's not the vibe. The vibe is I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to take a couple of deep breaths. I'm going to relax my shoulders. And first of all, I am just going to turn down the volume of noise in my mind. So I'm just going to get quiet. It's not necessarily about emptying the mind, but it is about turning down the volume. And what I notice when the volume is turned down, I am hearing less of the constant chatter, but the body also responds. And so there is a sense of relaxation that fills the body as I'm able to turn the volume down. And for me, what is true is that there is almost like a literal dropping in. So a movement from the head and the mind down into the heart and the body. And your intention to do that is enough. But what you're going to notice when you honor that intention is that you will have a visceral experience of the dropping down. You might not be able to explain it, but you will be able to feel it. So just dropping down into the body. And then for me, my process is to simply just start asking myself questions where I'm not already expecting a specific answer, where I haven't already tried to work it out. And it's not that I won't ask questions like that, but in the beginning, and when I'm looking to just ensure that my mind isn't the thing that is dictating the pace or dictating the response, I'm going to look for stuff that doesn't have a specific answer for. So I might ask questions like, how can I be of service today? And then I will just listen. Frequently to that answer, by the way, I won't get an answer. I won't get an answer that I can hear, and I won't even necessarily be directed to in the moment of asking. However, after that, and sometimes, usually, often, frequently, when I've opened my eyes and I'm now no longer in meditation, I'll be like, oh, I can do this. I'll get the nudge. Oh, just do that. And I'll be like, okay, cool. That is what I am doing. Another great question like that is, what would you have me do? That works, I think, particularly well if you are already connected to the idea that there is something bigger than you that you are connected to. And what would you have me do? Alternatively, you can represent your spirit, your soul. What would you have me do? What is your soul's desire? The third tool that I find super helpful in allowing me to operate from beyond the head space and into the heart and intuition space is just morning pages. You know, writing out 3 pages of approximately A5. If I'm feeling cheeky, then I'll get out my A4 book and I will just write, because what I find to be true for me is that whilst I am not necessarily receiving directions from my intuition, what I am seeing and experiencing are the subconscious beliefs that are present with me in that moment in time. And so it's super helpful to see if there's anything that I need to clear or anything that gets to be amplified, because like it's a fire belief. The clearing is really important, because it's when the mind feels really busy, when the energetic system is really busy, when it's clogged up with negative thoughts, feelings, beliefs, doubts, fears, challenges that are acting as barriers between you and who it is that you desire to be behaving from. When you are able to transmute or release those fears, desires, scarcity, or all of the things from the system, it creates space. And what do we need in order to tap into intuition consciously? We just need to create some space. So morning pages is super helpful in identifying what it is that we need to or get to let go of. And then finally, I also love an oracle deck. I think that now more than ever, I rarely lead with the Oracle deck book that has all of the descriptions in all of the cards. What I will tend to do is a 2 or 3 card spread where I am asking a question about something. And what I find is super helpful if you are already in one of my programs or even just listening to the podcast, when I say something that sparks a thought, that sparks a question, that's a really good time to pause and then extract the question and then work with your deck. And so on a really simple 2-card spread, the messaging, depending, and everybody has different decks and there are different spreads and everybody talks about them differently. But Rebecca Campbell, and at the moment I am loving, absolutely loving her Starseed deck. And it's super, it feels super strange to be talking about it, because if you've been in my world for a while, you will know that I love Kyle Gray's Angels and Ancestors deck. Like, it is my favorite deck of all time. However, after years of having the same deck, I lost it, bought another one, and I seem to have mislaid that too. And so rather than getting a third deck, I thought I'm going to take this as a sign that it's time for me to tune into a different frequency. And of all of the oracles I have a lot. It was Rebecca's Starseed Oracle that really called me, and I have loved using it. So we are into a new era. But the way that I like to use it is I have a question which is open-ended, and then I will do a 2 or 3 card spread. So when I do a 2 card spread, I'm looking at the first card is all about what is happening in the energetic realm. And then the second card is the direction of what it is that you need to do with that information. And I still, when I'm doing a 3 card deck now, energetics of the spirit, second card is what you have to do. And then the third card is the challenge that you are going to need to overcome in order to fulfill the task that it's set for you within card 2. And so what I love to do is before looking at the book, the guidebook, which I use less and less and less now, I will just tune into what is the message on the card and how does this apply right now? And I will listen for what comes up and I will trust what comes up. And I think that that's the big thing, and kind of circling right back to the beginning, what I was saying about Amanda Francis, just noticing what goes on in her body and sometimes being like, okay, that's not the thing I wanted. This is obviously the thing that I wanted, otherwise I wouldn't feel the thing in my body. I am currently practicing the importance of surrender and not trying to control all of the things. So it really serves me to honor what comes up in the card deck and not try and choose it. So these are the strategies that I use in order to tap into my intuition. And it's really important to say that just by the act of closing your eyes, slowing down the breath and meditating, it is completely safe and okay for you to be like, okay, what does my soul desire today? Without any tools, without any props, just asking the question and then just listening for the answer. Like, it gets to be that simple, and you have to choose it. So if you are already doing this, I would love to know which strategy do you use in order to tap into your intuition more in your business. And if you haven't been using it up until now, let me know if this podcast has inspired you. And if so, which strategy are you going to be leading with over the coming weeks and months? Okay, you are amazing. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember, in the meantime, that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth.
I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving Activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activateinfiniteReceiving.